presidential candidate, Republican governor, former presidential candidate, and former New Jersey governor, Chris Christie. Good morning, Governor.
Morning, Jack. Thanks for having me.
Good. I do want to say out of the gate, you're on your way to New Hampshire, I believe, Wednesday afternoon, the VFW in Derry. Tell us about that.
Yeah, we'll be doing a town hall meeting this Wednesday night, 6:30, at the VFW in Derry. Encourage everybody to come out and hear what we've got to say about our country's future and about the truth of this race.
You know, it was actually during this 2016 cycle with former then candidate Donald Trump and Bernie Sanders on the Democrat side, these town hall formats became a little more popular. Hillary Clinton tried them, but they weren't really open to the public, if you know what I mean. Is this town hall format something you're going to be doing more of?
Jack, it's my signature. I did, in my first term as governor of New Jersey, I did 150 town halls in New Jersey. And in 2016, I did 100 town halls in New Hampshire.
Yeah.
So I love doing these. I love answering people's questions, love interacting, love doing that more than giving speeches that they have to sit there passively and listen to. I want to hear what's on their mind, and I want to answer their questions.
Governor Christie, we had Mayor Francis Suarez of Miami on the show Friday. This week we have the North Dakota Governor Burgum on the show. More Republicans jumping into this race with some degree of ability to raise money and have a somewhat of a serious campaign. You're in it. So the numbers of Republicans are growing. And despite legal stuff with Donald Trump, even on the most recent DOJ probe of classified documents, he seems to have a pretty good hold, as you know, on the Republican early states. If the primary were today, even the New Hampshire Journal poll the other day after the indictments were served shows Trump with a pretty commanding lead here. Ron DeSantis sort of, I think it was 47, Trump DeSantis down at 13. You actually triggered up after your announcement, and then it kind of went down to single digits. I guess the question I still ask, despite the legal challenges, how does it, Donald Trump seems to have this rock-solid, concrete base of support, so the more people running, just the simple math would be he could win this primary with 28 or 30% no matter what. Do you agree with that?
I don't, Jack, because I think that's why campaigns matter. You know, as far as all the different candidates, I don't think all the candidates that you see in this race today will be here when the race comes to a culmination in New Hampshire. I think some of them will be dropping out before then. Some of them will be caused by the RNC debate rules. Some of them because they just won't get traction. So I agree with Governor Sununu when he said, it doesn't matter about stopping people to get in. It's when people realize they need to get out. But as to Donald Trump, look, no one's campaigned against him yet, Jack. And that's what we're doing. We're campaigning directly at him and against him because he's not right for our party. He's not right for the country. And the fact is that he's led this party to nothing but losing since he won in 2016. We lost the House in 2018. We lost the White House and the Senate in 2020. We lost a couple more governorships in 2022, another Senate seat, and we barely won the House of Representatives with a president at historic lows of approval. So, you know, Donald Trump's a loser. He's been a loser since his time in the White House. He has led to these horrible Biden policies, which never would have been there if it hadn't been for Donald Trump losing the White House to Joe Biden. So let's get real. Those things need to be said over and over and over again so people hear them and understand that unless they want another 4 years of Joe Biden, we need a new leader of the Republican Party.
You know, it's interesting over the weekend, Governor Christie, I saw a story. I don't have it in front of me. So Merrick Garland, the attorney general, so basically saying that there was a story over the weekend, and you might have caught it more than me on this because I was kind of running around with kids and, you know, family stuff, but maybe you were too. I hope you had a good Dad's Day, by the way, Father's Day.
I had a great Dad's Day. Thank you.
The DOJ not done with the January 6th breach at the Capitol probe, and there was some insinuation that, you know, that could result. You know, I guess the question is, do you think there'll be any charges, more charges for the breach of the Capitol for any involvement with former President Donald Trump or not? And if there were, do you think the former President Donald Trump should stay in the primary at that point if he's charged with that as well or not?
Well, look, I think that there's a real possibility that there will be more charges. I don't know if Donald Trump will be involved in those charges or not, but I think there are certainly people around him who were advising him and who he was allowing to advise him, who will wind up being charged regarding January 6th. Now, as far as him staying in the race, look, I've known Donald Trump for 22 years, Jack, much longer than anybody else in this race has known him. And I can tell you this, he's not dropping out. He will not drop out, in my view. He will stay in this race until he is defeated.
Yeah.
And so he's not going to make it easy for any of us Republicans. We're going to have to campaign against him. He's going to call us names. He's going to insult us. He's going to put himself before the party and before the country, because right. That's who he is. I will say this. You watch the way he behaves. The things he called Bill Barr yesterday a gutless pig. His attorney general.
Yeah.
He called General Mattis one of the greatest generals in the history of this country. He called him the most overrated general in American history. Jack, since you brought up Father's Day, I think it's appropriate to speak as a father for a moment. If one of our children acted that way, we'd send them to their room. We wouldn't send them to the White House.
Yeah. Are these the types of things, as you were quite a loyalist to Donald Trump during his presidency, you played a leading role on opioid addiction, but you were one of the few who was right there defending him at times. Is it the ongoing stuff like you just described, what sort of triggered you to kind of want to now criticize and run against him?
What triggered me, Jack, was election night 2020, when at 2:30 in the morning he got out there behind the seal of the president in the East Room of the White House and told the American people the election had been stolen. We had no evidence to prove that it was, and in fact, here we sit now, 2.5 years after that election, and we still have no evidence that it was stolen. A president can't do that, can't undercut the American people's belief in democracy just to protect his fragile ego, because he's the only person to ever have lost to Joe Biden outside the state of Delaware. That's just not right, and that's when I broke from him, because the country is more important than any one person, and he showed that he believes he's more important than the country. Imagine if George Washington or Abraham Lincoln or Franklin Delano Roosevelt or Ronald Reagan had thought those things. Mm-hmm. America would be a much different place right now if they had, Jack, and we can't afford to put them back in the Oval Office.
You and I talked about, and I'm going to let you go on this, you're one of the few who has been a former U.S. attorney, so you know a lot about legal prosecutions. Do you think Senator Grassley is overstating a case against the Bidens on Burisma, the energy holding company, and maybe something there, payments and things to the companies, or maybe just Hunter Biden? Do you think there's something there, or do you think that it's unlikely that there'd be any charges ever brought?
It needs to be investigated, Jack, thoroughly. And, there's enough smoke there that we have to go and see if there's fire. And if there's fire, then they have to be held to account also. And certainly Hunter Biden, there seems to be enough there that I hope that the U.S. attorney in Delaware, who's still a Trump appointee in Delaware investigating that case, still a Republican there, I hope that he comes to a conclusion quickly and makes a decision, because the justice delayed is justice denied. And so I don't know, because I don't know the facts, but I know this much. There's enough there that if I were U.S. attorney, I'd be investigating it.
All right. On your way to Derry Wednesday evening for that town hall at the VFW. Chris Christie, thanks for joining us live. Good morning, New Hampshire.
Jack, thanks so much for having me. And if people want to come to Derry, they just go to chrischristie.com, get all the information there.
Thank you.